myself in the clean room. You skim the milk, the cream off, and put it in a container, and you pour your milk right away.
Now, if she has some milk, you might want to have something to eat with it, maybe some dessert. So sometimes you might make something like a fruit pie. So it might have several layers of fruit, you know, and pastry. What would you call that? Like an apple?
An apple pie? You're trying to say, cobble?
Do you ever make this?
Yeah, but it don't be like that.
Well, do you make it a deep dish like that?
Yeah.
How would you make it then?
You don't make it with the layers of, you know, pastry. You just make it up like a batter, like you're going to make like cake, and you would pour it over this, pour it in the bottom, put it in the bottom and put your fruit on top, and it cooks through this fruit up to make a big bowl full. It rises up, and it you don't put it on top. You don't put it in layers like you said either. You just pour it over. Pour it in the bottom, put your fruit on top, and it cooks through the fruit. The fruit goes down through it as it cooks up.
Oh, that sounds good.
It is good.
You make it good. What kind do you make?
Most times I make one is peach cobbler. I quit making so much because it makes me fat. I like to eat.
Well, you know, if somebody does have a good appetite, you might, then, you might say, he sure likes to put away his
food.
What would you call milk or cream that you mix with sugar and nutmeg and you might pour over a pie?
I don't know what you would call it.
Well, if you had some peach cobbler, and your husband might say, I want to put some what on this. Do you ever eat it with anything?
Uh-huh.
He eats it like it is.
We eat most of the things. We eat that thing like that. We eat ice cream with it.
You eat ice cream with it?
Yeah.
Well, what's the sauce?
That's the sauce she was talking about. I'm sorry. That is a sauce.
That'd be a sauce?
Uh-huh.
And now, do you ever call anything else other than that kind of sauce?
No, it's just a sauce. It's a flavoring sauce. You know, it's something to give it a flavor. But we usually eat ice cream over a cobbler, a peach pie, vanilla ice cream.
Well, now, you know, if you ate lunch at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you might get a little hungry. So what would something you ate about that time be called? You say, it's not a regular meal, it's just
a snack.
And talking about doing that, you know, what we're talking about.
We're talking about eating?
Yeah, so you say, I will what breakfast?
I will eat breakfast.
And yesterday at this time, I had already
eaten.
And last week, I
ate.
And what do people drink for breakfast?
Coffee, milk, hot chocolate.
Now, if you were going to make coffee, how would you do that?
You would perk it up. Some people drink instant coffee, just boil your water and pour it over. So you would make coffee. I make coffee. I perk coffee, electric perk.
So you say, I'm going to
perk some coffee.
And a glass fell off the sink, it would do what?
Get broken.
So you said it fell off the sink and
broke.
And if you drank milk, what would you drink it in?
A glass.
And if you drank something out of the faucet over there, you say you had a what?
A cup of water, a glass of water.
And if the glass fell off and broke like that, you say, I didn't
break it. I didn't drop it.
Yeah, but somebody has what, that glass?
Broken the glass.
And you say, I what, a lot of water?
I drink a lot of water.
Okay, so you might ask, how much have you
drank?
And you might say, we sure what, a lot of water?
We sure are drinking a lot of water.
Right. Now, when dinner's on the table, and the family stand around waiting to begin, you know, they're just all standing there. What would you say to them?
A dinner's ready. I got a receipt.
All right. And if you had company, would you say something different?
Y'all be seated in this. Be seated at the table and let's eat.
All right. And if somebody comes into the dining room, you say, won't you
come on and have a seat?
All right. So you say, you tell them to do what?
Have some lunch.
No, you say, I'm going to.